The Practice of Compassion. The human heart has the extraordinary capacity to transform the sorrows of life into a great stream of compassion. Compassion proclaims the power of the tender and merciful heart in the face of the sufferings of the world. It arises whenever we allow our hearts to be touched by the pain and needs of ourself and one another. To cultivate compassion, let yourself find a way to sit in a centered and quiet way. Begin by breathing softly and feeling your body, your heartbeat, the life within you. Feel how you treasure your own life, how you guard yourself in the face of sorrows, how you protect yourself. If you're stepping off a curb and a car comes rushing by, notice how quickly your body leaps back out of the way, how instinctively and naturally we care for ourselves, how our compassion can extend instantly in a moment of difficulty. And now to cultivate compassion, let's begin with someone you care about. Bring to mind someone close, someone who you love dearly or have deep affection for. Picture them. Feel your natural caring, your connection with them, your love for them. Notice how you hold them in your heart. And now, as you think of them and picture them, let yourself also be aware of their measure of sorrows, their struggles, the suffering that they have in their life, as in all human lives. As you sense their struggles, feel how your heart naturally opens and extends to wish them well, to extend comfort, to allow their pain to be known and to meet it with compassion. This is the natural response of the heart. To open further, begin by reciting the following intentions as a whisper in the mind. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and struggles be eased. May your heart be at peace. And repeat these simple phrases all the while you hold them in your heart. May you be held in compassion. May your struggles and pain be eased. May your heart be at peace. As this spirit of compassion opens your heart, let yourself include another loved one. Picture someone you care about, a friend, a family member, and hold them in your mind's eye and your heart. Sense the connection, the natural care or love that's there. And now also, let yourself become aware of their struggles, of the measure of sorrows or pain or difficulty that they carry in their life, struggles that all human beings carry. As you sense their struggles and difficulties, again notice how naturally the spirit of compassion opens in you. And again, whisper in your heart or mind the well-wishing phrases, "May you be held in compassion. May your pains and struggles be eased. May your heart be at peace." May you be held in compassion. May your pains and struggles be eased. May your heart be at peace. And now imagine that these friends or loved ones could gaze back at you. They would wish the same for you. See their eyes and their care attending to you, and imagine that they would wish for you too. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and struggles be eased. May your heart be at peace. As they gaze at you tenderly, they see your measure of struggles and sorrows, and they invite your compassion to include yourself. If you can, put a hand on your body, perhaps on your heart, or anywhere that is a caring gesture, and take in their well-wishing and extend it to yourself. May I hold myself in compassion. May my struggles and pains be eased. May my heart be at peace. May I hold myself in mercy and tender compassion. May my struggles and sorrows and pains be eased. May my heart be at peace. And sensing how you can hold yourself with compassion, just as you do those you care about, you can take your time and extend this compassion practice to others you know. You can picture loved ones one after another, friends, those in your community, neighbors, holding each in your heart, aware of their struggles or difficulties, and wishing them well. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and struggles be eased. May your heart be at peace. And let the heart open further as you practice. You could take your time to include many more. And finally, let yourself feel how the beauty of every being brings you joy, and how the suffering and struggles of any being makes you weep. Feel your tender-hearted connection with all life and its creatures. And as you breathe gently, let your heart be a transformer that's touched by the sorrows of the world and extends compassion to all. May all beings be held in great compassion. May the pain and sorrows of all beings be eased. May all beings find the great heart of peace. And with every gentle in-breath and out-breath, breathe out the healing balm of compassion, letting the sorrows of loved ones and yourself, of friends and of all beings, touch your heart, and extending mercy and the healing of compassion, like the mother of the world carrying the world in your heart. You become the spirit of compassion. Trust it. It was born within you. Rest in it. Nurture it. Allow it to shine. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to open and know that you can carry this spirit of compassion and tenderness toward yourself and the struggles of all the beings that you encounter. You can be a beacon of kindness in the midst of this world.